Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here's a fly ball into right center field. Back at the wall. It is gone. Grand slam. And the first inning is historic. 11 runs on the board for the Dodgers as they are just dropping bombs here in the first inning on the Atlanta Braves. The Dodgers will have to crank it up again tomorrow night. This one is a play by Muncy. Good feed, and Kolarik is there. And game three now officially belongs to the Dodgers, 15-3.
A big night for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the former Sound Max Muncy as the Dodgers beat the Braves 15-3 in game three of the NLCS. Welcome in MLB pregame. Chase McCabe here with you as we take you to the bottom of the hour for game four of the National League Championship Series between my beloved Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hope you're having a great night. We're live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. And again, a special local version of a pregame show. As the Braves went into last night with a 2-0 series lead, it's now 2-1 after a dominant first inning by the Dodgers. And the former Vanderbilt standout, Kyle Wright, having a rough night on the mound for the Braves. Again, that historic first inning with 11 runs. You heard the grand slam there from Fox Sports, Joe Buck on the call. And it was really downhill before that because you had Kyle Wright that was taken out of the game. He went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 5 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, and 2 home runs. So it was just not one of those nights where he had it. And now you have to ask the question, what do the Braves do? I mean, the Braves had a rough ending to game two, even though they got the win, but they were very much in control of that game. The Dodgers started a comeback. The Braves won by one run, and then the carryover to game three with an 11-run first inning. 15-3 was the final. They were down, I think, 12-0 or something, like maybe it was 15-0. I can't even remember. I'm trying to erase it from my mind of just how bad it was for the Braves last night, but have the Dodgers taken momentum in this series? That is the question that you have to ask. Now, Brian Snitker, the manager for the Atlanta Braves, he said after last night's game, it simply was just not Kyle Wright's night.
It's just kind of from where you were sitting, just a bad night for Kyle.
Yeah, he got bad counts from the get-go, you know, and couldn't get really established fastball or breaking ball, and like I say, gotten some bad hitting counts, and when you can't do that, team like this, you got to stay ahead of them. And he just really, you know, could never get anything going.
He couldn't get anything going. That is an understatement. And I'll say this. I'm not going to completely close the door on Kyle Wright. I know it's been up and down in his major league career. He obviously has been working on a lot of things, but you know, on our show, Darren Donick and Chase, weekdays 10 to 2 on ESPN 102.5 The Game, we've talked to a lot of former players and people close to the Braves organization, whether it's Paul Byrd or Tom Glavine or Chip Carey and Nick Green. They've all said the same thing, that they see good things out of Kyle Wright. They feel like he has what it takes to be a big league pitcher. It's just putting it all together night in and night out. And moving to the other side of the rubber has certainly helped, but when things really start to snowball like they did last night, he seems to have a hard time coming back from that. And we just saw it. He got away from him and he couldn't get it back. And so now the Braves find themselves still in control of the series, still up 2-1, but certainly the momentum has shifted somewhat. Now, I'll also say with Kyle Wright, if the Braves are going to win a championship, they're going to need Kyle Wright. He's going to have to be a part of the conversation with Max Fried, who's the ace right now, with Soroka out, and Ian Anderson, the rookie, who has had a very, very nice start to his major league career. Kyle Wright, whether it's even in this series, since he only went the one inning, they have to use him out of the pen to come in a pinch. He's got to be ready for that. And he even said as much, that he was going to be ready for anything that this team needed him to do. So you have to shake this one off. You can't carry it with you. Maybe you can learn some things, learn what you did wrong, get in the video room. But at the end of the day, it's one game and it's over. And now you have to move ahead to game number four, which will be tonight. They're obviously going to have to get the bats going. Now, I will say that I liked the idea of last night. You saw Brian Snitker, once he realized the game was pretty much away from him, give some guys a day off. Because as we know, with these playoffs, as right now, in the bottom of the fifth inning, Houston leads Tampa 3-2. Houston, the home team, so they are at bat. They lead, or the Rays lead that series 3-1. We know there are no days off. And so if it's a situation like we saw last night in the NLCS that Brian Snitker can give some of his main guys a little bit extra rest, then he's going to do that. And that's exactly what he did last night with some of his big hitters. So what is going to be the response tonight? Brian Snitker, after the game last night, also said it didn't work out, but he still feels like they're in a good spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously he wanted to go out there and have a great start. Didn't work out, and it's we're still in a good spot with the four games left, and we just, as a whole team, we just turn the page and get ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think you can be, if you're a Braves fan like me, I don't think you can panic yet. It was bad. It was a bad game. It was a bad first inning. It was a bad end of game two, but this is a good team. This is a good baseball team. The Dodgers are a really good team, too. You expect things to happen in a series like this when you have the two bet, when it's chalk, when you have the two best teams from the National League meeting in the National League Championship Series. I don't think anybody, including myself, expected the Braves to sweep three straight series to go to the World Series. It just wasn't going to happen. They were going to falter at some point. In this series, the Dodgers were not going to go down the way that it really appeared. And I think you saw that with their rally in game two, and they were able to carry that over into game number three. So with all that said, I'm not going to count the Braves out either. I'm going to say that this team with veteran leadership, which is led by Freddie Freeman, you have young phenoms like Ronald Acuna, that they're going to be able to, I'm sure they have had some conversations today, and they have said, listen, last night sucked. We got to shake it off, and now we got to move on, and we got to take care of the Dodgers tonight and get ready to try and take a 3-1 series lead, and then you can focus on tomorrow and try to close it out. Bryce Wilson is going to get the ball for tonight, and I know this is the time where Braves fans are going, all right, well, you felt good about the pitchers you had in games one and games two and Fried and Anderson. To be honest with you, I felt good going into game three with Wright. Bryce Wilson is young. He's talented, but he simply just does not have the experience, and he hasn't pitched since, I believe it was September 27th was the last time. He's had simulated games, but let's be honest, simulated games in the NLCS, two completely different things. So what exactly are you going to get out of Bryce Wilson when he takes the mound for the Braves tonight? That is going to be the question. But what he's going to need is he's going to need that run support. He's going to need Ronald Acuna Jr. to get it going. I mean, Ronald, in three games, he's had only the 9 at-bats and batting .111 in this series. Now, Ronald Acuna has been clutch throughout the season and for the play in the playoffs for the Braves. He's in that leadoff spot for a reason. He can hurt you with one swing of the bat. Ozzie Albies, I've been very impressed with him as he is a little deeper in the order. He's really been doing well with the Braves. And, what more can you say about Freddie Freeman, MVP, who I believe will be the MVP of the National League? No bias. Yeah, there's a ton of bias, but they have these bats that can help them out. They just have to get them going once again, like we saw in games one and two. Just have to get that run support, take some pressure off of Bryce Wilson early. I think that he's got the crew around him to help him through that, including the skipper, Brian Snitker. I think that Brian Snitker could be the key to all this, and just how good of a job has Brian Snitker done as the manager for the Atlanta Braves. We'll discuss that a little bit more. You'll hear from their TV play-by-play voice, Chip Carey, when we come back. It is MLB pregame. Chase McCabe here on ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
We're back here at MLB pregame. Chase McCabe, ESPN 102.5, The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Twitter is down right now, so I don't know if the sky is falling, how people are reacting to that. It's been kind of nice, actually. I noticed that about an hour ago. It seems like Twitter having some issues, so you can't tweet at us like you usually can. But when it's back, give us a follow at 102.5 The Game. A piece of NFL news before we get into Brian Snitker and the Atlanta Braves. Le'Veon Bell will sign with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. So Le'Veon Bell, after being released from the Jets, he is going to the champions. So he goes from the worst team to the best team. That makes sense for Le'Veon Bell. So he will sign with the Chiefs, according to reports. Right now, the top of the sixth inning, the Astros lead the Rays 3-2. That game on TBS, that is game five of the American League Championship Series. The Rays trying to close this thing out. They had a 3-0 lead. The Astros take it last night and in control right now, albeit by a run, with the Rays at bat. So the Rays trying to move on to the World Series. And it seems like so long ago that they took that trip with Joe Maddon as their manager. David Price was just a rookie when they went to the World Series, but a long time ago, the Rays trying to get back there. So I mentioned Brian Snitker, the manager for the Atlanta Braves, and the job that he has done. And I think about just how bad this team was a few years ago. They were in that rebuild mode, and they went through different general managers, and you know they traded a bunch of their key guys. You had Freddie Freeman that was pretty much the only one left. And Brian Snitker takes over halfway through a season. And I knew who he was. I knew he had been with the organization for a long time. But I was like, okay, this is just an interim. They'll go get somebody else. And then they went with him. And then I'm like, oh, really? And has he been perfect? No. Jared Stillman and I are both huge Braves fans. And I know that I'll see on Twitter there are times where Jared is pulling his hair out because of decisions that Brian Snitker has made, and I am the same way. But he's got that old school mentality, and he commands his clubhouse and they listen to him. And one of the prime examples of that, of where I knew that this was the right guy, was last year, Ronald Acuna Jr., who is a phenom, we all know, and he's just getting better and better and better, did not run out of play, did not run out going to first. And you know what Snitker did? He pulled him out. He said, that's not acceptable. And I completely agreed with that move. And I had even more respect for Brian Snitker once he did that. So when a team gets absolutely throttled 15-3, like they did last night, my exact words on Darren Donick and Chase were they got their ass kicked. And that's exactly what it was. And Brian Snitker is somebody, though, that I think can rally the troops more than anyone. Chip Carey, who's the play-by-play man for Fox Sports South, was on with us last week on Darren Donick and Chase, and I asked him about Brian Snitker and the job that he has done as the skipper for the Atlanta Braves.
I think that Brian Snitker is an incalculably valuable piece of this puzzle for the Braves. I think fans forget when he came in, Atlanta was a mess. They're in the midst of their rebuild. He took over Freddie Gonzalez. The Braves were like 15-27 or some crazy number like that, playing awful, rudderless, in need of a change, in need of a new voice. And Brian was brought in as the interim manager. And if you remember in that 2015 season, I think it was, Brian almost led this team to a .500 record. And considering how bad that club was, that was remarkable work. Then through the rebuild to go 72-90, and then the next year 90-72 says all you need to know about the kind of leader he is, the kind of philosophies he's implemented, the carryover from the Bobby Cox years, all of that stuff. Not to mention the fact that a lot of these guys played for him in the minor leagues and know him as a person. He's one of the best people I've ever been around in the game. He knows the game. He represents this organization so fantastically well. And as much credit as the players get for their rightful place in baseball history and what they've done over the last couple of years, anyone that does not give Brian Snitker his due, I think, is making a fatal mistake. He'll go down as one of the great leaders at a great time when the franchise needed it in the history of this franchise. And I'm really, really proud of the job he's done, and even prouder to call him a friend.
Yeah, he has done a tremendous job, and people may forget he was actually on Bobby Cox's staff. He was a coach. I think it was the first or third base coach. And I don't know if you really want to call it a demotion because he was managing a team, but he was sent to the minor leagues to help develop some of these players that have come up and are now helping the Braves. So he goes and he's managing in the minor leagues. He becomes the interim manager because Freddy Gonzalez, whether you liked him or not, I mean, he had the unthinkable task of being the guy to follow the guy. Even though he had been in the Braves organization for a long time, he had experience as a manager with the Marlins. He still had to deal with being the guy to replace Bobby Cox, and it just simply did not work out. And Brian Snitker comes in, and he changed the culture. He actually created a culture that was missing, that had gone away for whatever reason. And a lot of that culture was what you saw when Bobby Cox was the manager of the Atlanta Braves. And so I feel like that if there's anybody that can have this team ready to play tonight, knowing that, guys, we can go up 3-1. We can be in a great position to close this thing out. It's going to be Brian Snitker. Now, on the other side of that coin, I think Roberts is a pretty good manager too. He's got a lot of players, obviously, led by Mookie Betts being one of them here from Nashville on the Dodgers side that, you know, they've been around. They know Mookie Betts won a World Series with the Red Sox. He's been in these wars before and knows that just one big game, 15-3 win, it's one game. You can't spread those runs out across other games. It was one game. So I'm sure they're having that conversation in the other clubhouse as well. The Braves will be the home team tonight, even though they're playing in Arlington, Texas. It's a neutral field, but they will be the home team, so they have that advantage after being the away team in the first two games. So it's still a little weird to get used to that, but I think both teams are going to be in a very good mindset. They've put last night behind them because you have to do it whether you're the Dodgers or the Braves, and they're going to be ready to go for this one tonight. But one question that I have, is Kershaw going to be regular season Clayton Kershaw or clutch Clayton Kershaw, however you want to put it? Or is he going to be the Clayton Kershaw that has bombed at times during the playoffs? Now, you look at what he's done so far this postseason. He pitched one game in the wild card, one game in the NLDS. The game in the wild card against Milwaukee, he was lights out, was perfect. Now, you go to the divisional round against San Diego, he had a 4.5 ERA. In that one, he had three earned runs on six hits in that outing. So not quite as good. He obviously was scratched. He was supposed to start game two. He was scratched. He's had some back spasms. How is that going to affect him? Is he going to be good to go when it comes to that? And last night, Brian Snitker, the manager for the Braves, was asked about preparing for Clayton Kershaw.
With there still being some element of uncertainty about if Kershaw is going to be able to go tomorrow, how does that affect your thought process as you formulate your plans with the lineup for
me? As of right now, we're planning for him. I mean, until I hear anything different. So we'll game plan and we'll get ready to face Clayton tomorrow until I hear different.
And he didn't.
Just, you know, if that happens in the morning or something like that, then we'll do what we did yesterday. You know, we'll just make the adjustments.
My bad. Sorry to interrupt. He did not hear different. So Clayton Kershaw will be on the mound tonight for the Dodgers. And you know, the Braves, they've had battles with him in the past, and some good, some bad. But you can't really base anything off the past. This is a different lineup. And Clayton Kershaw, you know, he's lost a little bit. And like I said, with the injury. So it is an opportunity, even though he's one of the best in the business. The Braves can jump on him early and get get their control back in this series. But on the other side of the coin, the Dodgers can take what they did last night, the momentum that they've built with some of their bats, and rely on Kershaw to do his thing, and they can really take the momentum, tie this series up. And if this thing goes 2-2, I'm telling you right now, I mean, I even as a Braves fan, I wouldn't have a prediction. It could be anybody's series because these two teams are just that good. But Kershaw is certainly going to be a big part of the storyline in watching him tonight. Real quick before we get out of here and turn things over to ESPN Radio for the call on this game, the lineups that both managers have submitted for tonight for the Dodgers. I mentioned Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw will be on the mound. Mookie Betts, Nashville zone, playing right field, leading off. Corey Seager, the shortstop, will bat second. Justin Turner will bat third and play third. The former Sound, Max Muncy, who had a tremendous night last night, bats cleanup and plays first. Jock Peterson plays left, bats fifth. Cody Bellinger will play center and bat sixth. Batting seventh, Edwin Rios, the designated hitter. Batting eighth will be Enrique Hernandez, the second baseman, and Austin Barnes will bat ninth and be behind the plate. For the Atlanta Braves, the home team, Ronald Acuna Jr. leads off and plays right. Freddie Freeman, the first baseman, will bat second. Marcelo Zuna, the designated hitter, will bat third. Travis d'Arnaud, the catcher, will bat cleanup. Ozzie Albies will bat fifth, the second baseman. Dansby Swanson, Vanderbilt's own, the shortstop, bat sixth. Austin Riley plays left field and will bat seventh. Johan Camargo will play third and bat eighth. And Christian Pache will be in center field and bat ninth. And what a night. I do have to mention this. Christian Pache gets his first big league homer last night. He is a month shy of his 22nd birthday, making him one of only four players in Braves history to belt a postseason home run at 21 years of age or younger. He joins teammate Ronald Acuna Jr., Brian McCann, and Andrew Jones, who ironically is Pache's mentor. They were younger than Christian Pache. And looking deeper into baseball history, this from MLB.com, he's the fifth youngest center fielder to go yard in the playoffs, older than just Acuna, Jones, Bryce Harper, and the Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle. So quite a group to be involved with if you're Christian Pache. That is going to do it for MLB pregame. Coming up next, it is the Braves and the Dodgers, Game 4 of the NLCS right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.